Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hey.
We're so excited to be here.
I am so wound up because we didn't get to be here last week and then we missed the Hawaii time, so it feels like we haven't been here
Oh,
very much.
we missed the Hawaii time. What?
When we were in
I
Hawaii.
missed something? Did I? Oh, yeah. Like, did I miss something? Hawaii time. Was there stuff
Yeah.
in Hawaii today? What?
No, we're in Hawaii. We miss those. So I feel like, it's just like, oh yeah, it's Friday. We got to do a show. It's time. And such important things going on out there in the world.
Yes.
It's time to start talking about it. So right now I'm trying to get my other screen to work and actually, oh, I see it's telling me to play it. So give me just one
Good
second
evening,
here.
everyone.
There we go. There's your voice. Let's go over here to the chat room and see if I can get that to work. It's a techie week, let me tell you. So hello to Wendy and Cindy and Judy and Tracy. And I think there's more on there, but my whole other screen is giving me a different experience than this one.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
My other screen is giving me a whole different experience. Doesn't
Gonna
that
be
sound like a
talking.
parallel reality or something?
We're gonna be talking a little bit more about that. I think that we have
You go. That's why it's happening to you because
Oh, it could be. All right. I need you guys that are listening to get over to the chat room and start chatting so I can see if my system's working over here. Because either you only chatted enough to fill my window or it's not working. And it could be either one. So drum
You
roll,
got to know
please. If this
that you're all in
person.
the same universe.
Yeah. But, ooh, who knows? Now, so I had a friend of mine from, and I hope it's okay to share this. My friend Nicole shared a thing. She woke up at 5 a.m. this morning and she was posting, oh my gosh, I just woke up and the weirdest thing was happening with my phone. It was playing something that, it's on her phone, but it started playing it in the middle and it was doing all these weird things. And I said, that's weird because I got up shortly after 5 this morning. Like something woke me up and it wasn't the dogs. It was like I just woke up and I'm like, that's weird. And then I was trying to go back to sleep because of all things, I didn't have anything scheduled for me today until like 1 o'clock. So of all the days to sleep in and drool on the pillow, it was today. Here it is, 5 a.m. And I'm like, hey, mine was a little after 5, I'm sure. But anyway, so there was something going on. And then one of her friends wrote her and said, hey, I had this dream that there was a meteor shower and this beautiful being that was, it had a feminine shape to it, but it was sparkly like space. And it was telling her that the humans were killed in the meteor shower, but they did a reset because that wasn't supposed to happen. So, anyway, she said there was a reset and the meteor shower was this morning.
Interesting. You know how probable that can be. I mean, it's like of all the things, because mom was getting things like that in her sessions many times. It's like, well, we had to put everybody in suspended animation while we did this and blah blah. And it was actually, I mean, in our time, it may have been days, but
Yeah.
in but it was made to look like it was just a like nothing happened. We didn't know anything about it. So it's like, I wonder how often or how many times something like that happens.
Yeah.
We're oblivious. We really are oblivious.
I had that conversation with somebody. I can't remember who it was. And I was like, how many times do you think we get reset? How much of our backstory do we really live, or is it a program that was put there?
It goes back to that whole thing of what is it really and what are we? I mean, we're living in this whatever hologram or something, or I mean, we can go so far down that rabbit hole, we would be really dizzy.
I think we should. I think we need to take our audience down the dizzy rabbit hole because the potential for this is interesting to me. It's like, we get these glitches. I've had these things where I'm like, I came home and things were different. The building was there that wasn't there, or one that was there
That
isn't.
happens a lot to you.
Things happen. It does. Did I say it happened again when we came back from Hawaii? Did I tell you about that? Okay. It happened
Remind me,
again.
you may have, but
Well,
I have been set maybe a few times in there.
Yeah, so I had a pretty busy work week when I came back, right? So I was at the office, came back, everything seemed normal. The next day I drove to the office. There's this building that's almost completely built, still has the fencing around it. It's a new urgent care building. And it's right on my route to and from the office. And I was like, I drove by this yesterday. I think I would have noticed that. That building is almost done. And it's like that. It's like, it's not the beginning stages of something. It's almost done. And
Well,
it's like, where the heck did that
unlikely that
come
they got
from?
it done, that much done in one day, and it's unlikely that you would not have noticed
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. And there's been other construction that goes on, and it takes them, they put the fencing up and then it takes them weeks before they ever start it. There were apartment buildings that went up that took, it seemed like they took forever to go up. And then there
They're
was
getting permits.
yeah.
Permits approved.
And there's other ones that are like, did that just go up overnight? Was that there yesterday? And so, anyways, yeah, so that was when we got back from Hawaii. But while I was in Maui, I was sitting there. This was when we were at Mama's Fish House with that amazing, beautiful view, like a painting. And I'm sitting there talking, and I had that whoosh feeling. And I was like, did you guys feel anything just now? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh, that's weird. It'd be like that feeling as if something moved through your body. And, I didn't want to, I didn't want to freak anybody out. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I just kept talking. But later I'm like, what happened? So it was really interesting. And then that was also when I had the parallel universe walk off, dream thing where I went into the other dimension, which we talked about on the last show, if you want to know what that's. And thank you for everybody that was very glad that I stayed. That was very kind. Everybody was very nice about that. But yeah, so some really weird experiences going on. And to hear other people, posting, oh, I woke up at 5 a.m. and then here's this message that there was this big reset.
Interesting. So it was 5 a.m. your time, or
So
five
Pacific
a.m.
time, yeah. So that's 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 for
Seven was
you.
my time. I was This morning I was going to get up. I kept trying to get up about 6:30-ish or somewhere in there, and I thought, just maybe a couple more minutes. And then the next thing I knew, it was a little after 7.
Interesting. So maybe
But I
you
didn't notice anything odd or anything. It was just
Yeah, but you
one
might
of
have
those
went back
last
to
few
sleep.
sleeps that you do, right before, and you always hope that that happens. One more deep sleep, or maybe something cool is going to happen. Maybe something cool did happen.
It's reminding me of a dream, and since we share all things with everybody, it's like the dream that I had was all of us together, and we were all at a spa. And they brought us all into the same room to get a massage. And I just was giggling because there was like six, seven of us laying out on these tables and everybody's getting a massage. But of course, me, my lady went on break and she hadn't come back.
I was gonna say, was this a place that we've been to before, and we got little, then your person keeps going off and getting
Yeah,
on.
mine come back from break and went, oh shoot, I'm late. And then she ran up and started massaging somebody else. I was like, and I go, I think you're mine. Everyone else has somebody.
Now that's an interesting, very interesting. So, what were the tables like?
They were massage tables. Oh, did you see what I was drinking out of, Cindy? Just saying. Okay. So they were massage tables. But they were all pushed up to each other, so they could only be at the head or the feet. That's the one thing I remembered waking up because I'm so logically minded that I was like, how would they even
How
be
is that
able to do
working?
that? They wouldn't be able to get around the tables to massage.
No, we can't
So
get in touch.
I'm trying to figure out how does this.
Reflexology in
Yeah.
the
That's like heads and toes. Okay.
But what does that, as soon as you said we were all in this room and going to get a massage immediately, I'm thinking a craft.
Oh,
And it's like
interesting.
it masked it maybe with the massage. Okay, but it's like, cause, but that setting, that no massage place does it like that.
No.
The closest would be in China, but they don't put them right next to each other. They're like chairs, and you're you have several people in a room, and they've got maybe two to three people on each person, you know. So,
Oh, interesting.
and but
Yeah.
there's
No, I
room
we
around
each
them.
had one, and everybody's person was at the head. And I was in the middle. I remember that. Isn't this fun? As we sit here and go, oh, what was that?
Yes, I mean, let's not. We're not.
Yeah, so I was in the middle, and we did have decent coverage. That part's good. If you guys remember our story from last time, we had massages, and they tried, well, they didn't try. They put us in as pairs in these rooms and then gave us these little tiny washcloths to cover ourselves with. So it's a whole story. But anyways, in the dream, we all had ample coverage. It was normal sheets on the bed, but everybody had somebody at the head except for me. And I knew who my lady was because I saw her walk off and I thought, oh, that's probably going to be my gal. And she walked off to go take a break. And then, of course, everyone else gets started and she's not back yet. So then she comes running in with like a to-go cup with a straw, and she's looking around going, oh no, everybody started. I'm late. And she runs up to the first person she sees because somebody had walked off. And so she starts massaging that person. I'm like, no, you're over here. And then I think I woke up after that.
Well,
But yeah.
that feels more conscious, like that was an issue that you're maybe that you're dealing with there, but the other feels like it might have been some other kind
Been
of
well,
experience.
you know, we always tell Suzanne that when the ship comes to get you, come get the rest of us. Maybe she did.
Maybe.
Maybe she was on top of
Yeah.
that. So,
Maybe, and then we got reset.
yeah, and then maybe we were part of the reset. Maybe we went and negotiated some resetting. It's like,
Ooh.
hey, listen, we weren't done yet. We had things to do. We're so close.
I can see doing that. Like, not yet, please. Not.
Really want to see how this turns out. Don't end this episode yet.
Yeah.
We need
What?
another season.
Yes. Which one is that where Doctor Who goes into all the different realities and it's like I check them all and I know which one. There's only one that, you know, is it will work. And so
Oh, that's Doctor Strange,
Doctor Strange,
right?
okay. Yeah,
Yes,
Doctor
because
Who, yeah.
Doctor Who is the TARDIS guy, and that one's fun to watch too. I
Oh,
learned a lot
that's
about time
fun.
and space with that one.
Okay, but anyway, but it's kind of like that. It's like, okay, and then maybe each time we try a different one. Okay, that one didn't work. Let's reset. Let's try another.
Nope, wasn't that one. Let's rewind to this point and try again. Yeah.
I mean, this is what we mean by don't take what you see so seriously. It's not set in stone. I mean, there's probably
Yeah.
all kinds of things going on in the background.
Well, and like deja vu, right? Like we have the deja vu moments. Maybe that's a reset. Maybe we feel like we had that conversation already because we had that conversation already. So,
Yeah. I
yeah.
didn't get completely erased out of the memory banks.
Right? Yeah, the didn't flashy thingy is good enough for that one.
There you go, the flashy thingy. We blinked when it
Yeah,
happened.
we blinked when they flashy thingied us. Oops. Yeah,
Mean, you
funny.
know, and we're making light of it because this is a fun way to explore things. It is nothing to be afraid of. It is nothing to
It's
get.
nothing we haven't already done before,
Right. I
100 times,
mean,
whatever.
and we're just exploring a possibility and what if, you know, kind of thing, because anything's possible. And you know, but my rule, this is for me, and I would love it if you would enjoy it too, but my rule is to explore things that are of positive nature. You know, we can explore anything we want, but you know, I choose the positive because that's how I want to construct my world. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's just the way
I
it
mean,
is.
it really is, and here we are. We're going to be in it anyway, so why not, look at it like that and let's reframe it. Yeah, I had somebody talking to me about their kid. Do they have ADHD? They're having a hard time in school, and it's like, well, part of it is just because there's a knowing within them that they know that this whatever subject it is isn't going to be relevant to what they're going to be doing, and so they're bored with that. Or it's like giving you a textbook to read when you're not interested in that subject. It's going to be really hard to get through that. So I said, reframe it for her. And have her look at it like, okay, you need to learn the material that they're giving you, right, wrong, or otherwise, and then see if you can apply it and do really well on these tests so that you can get the grades so that you can create the reality that you actually would like to be in. But you have to use this like a game piece, that puzzle piece that you're having a hard time finding, and you get bored finally and walk away from it, and then you come back and then plink, it's right there.
Make it fit the way you
Yeah.
want
You're out there with your little exacto knife, cleaning that baby up so it'll fit in that spot. But, find a way to make it more interesting for them, like reframing it. Like, you're not learning history. You're learning what they want you to, you're learning what information they're giving you, right, wrong, or otherwise, to apply to the tests they're going to give you later. That's teaching you a skill that you're going to be able to use later when you're actually doing the thing you want to do.
Right.
So treat it more
Something,
like a game in that sense
yeah,
versus.
and that must have been what I, because like history, you're talking about history. It's like, oh, I did not like history. I was myself in here, and it was difficult for me to retain details, fat counts, things. But I have such a competitive nature with myself that I wanted to do really well. I wanted to always get good grades. And so that was like a game I played with myself. I didn't like the content. I mean, this didn't make a lot of sense to me, but I want to do the best that I can because I want good grades. I was always
Yeah,
about good
I was the
grades.
same way. Shocker, but I was the same way.
There we go.
Yeah, it wasn't about the subject. It was about getting a good grade and, making that more the goal than the retaining the information. So.
Yeah, because today I couldn't tell you any of that stuff I learned.
No.
Not of that. Now the subjects I liked, I remembered some of those. But
Yeah. I used to love to do math, and I had one of the best math teachers for geometry, because I did good in algebra, but geometry, once that came in, I don't know why I struggled with that, but the teacher was great. So
wow.
it made it fun and it made it doable. And so it's important. It's important to be, for the teachers out there, thank you for being engaged and good
Right.
teachers. Yeah. So, okay, we want some information from you guys in the chat room. You are really, it was just that there was only enough chats to fill my
Okay.
screen. So we need to up the
Yeah, so
game,
do you guys
guys.
have any experiences at the equivalent of 5 a.m. Pacific time?
Yeah. Daylight savings in Australia used to be at 10 a.m. I don't know where that applied in our conversation, though. So, yeah, let's get some people over there. If you guys are listening and not in the chat room, we would love to have you there. BBS Radio TV in Facebook. We are live and chatting over there. You just click on our banner and it opens it up, and then you can chat with us. If you're listening to this on YouTube, we're not live, but you
We're
can join us. Yeah, we're memorized. You can still comment and I'll still read them.
Am I dating myself?
Yes, you are, because I could even see the little cassette tape and everything when you said that. Memorex had a lot of those.
Anybody
So
else know what I'm talking
I think with the group we have in there, they probably do.
about?
We're all in the Memorex moments. But yeah, let's date ourselves. Maybe there was a reset from that, though. Maybe it's no longer a thing. So get in there, chat it up with us, ask us questions. We're all about the answers today. And yeah, there's just, like I said, there's just been some really interesting energies and sessions, things going on. And it's been weather is fun. We went for a bike ride yesterday, and we're like, okay, we got to get this bike ride in because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And so it was almost like saying, this is going to be the last day of your summer weather. And then we're going to hit the switch and make it fall. And today, I don't think our weather, usually it's on my screen here. I don't know why it's not on there. Anyways, I don't think we got past like 60 degrees today. It's like, what? It
Last
went from like, I mean, it was like 78, 79, something like that. You know, it was in the 70s, which to
Yeah.
me is like, yay, I love the
Oh,
70s.
beautiful. That's
Sunny and 70, yay. So, oh, backdrop people. Where's Tiffany when we need her? But
Tiffany's
yeah, anyway.
playing is having fun playing the backdrop.
Yeah,
So, and
she's.
it's really good for us because we're looking for her in the background, and like she's saying, pay attention to the background, to the backdrop people, and we'll give a little bit more here, but it's like that's, and I think that's a really cool message. It's like pay attention to them. They play a very important role.
Yeah. And one of the messages that I get over and over again is that the backdrop people are they're not supposed to wake up. They're playing a role for us. You know, it's just like in the video games where you have all the background things going on. That's part of the programming. It's part of they're playing a role for us. So when we're looking at this, like people say, oh, the world isn't waking up. There's so many people that just aren't waking up. But it's like, no, you're wrong. There's a huge mass of us that are waking up. You can't count the backdrop people.
And the other thing too is we put people in our, this came up today, where someone, is like asking, like, how do I get people to wake up? How do I do this sort of thing? And it's like, or how, why are they being like this? It's those questions that we get so many times. And it's like, we're always wanting everybody around us, come on, wake up and everything. And that's that sense of urgency that we feel because that's where we're at. But like I said, but we put the people around us, they are playing a vital role for us, that we're playing roles for them as well, but they're playing roles for us. And if it's to wake up, then that's their role. It's to be something. Maybe it's to be the, gosh, what's the word? To be the devil's advocate, to be like, you're always the that, why don't you ever, that person that aggravates,
And I find for me a lot of times they're mirroring back to me where I've been, where I can let go of judgment, where I can shift in myself. They're great
Absolutely.
for providing the mirror. The other thing is if you're married to somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, they're not waking up. Well, the truth of that is they probably are. They're just doing it different than you. But the other thing is that again, they're not going to wake up until they did what they were going to do, what their purpose was. And so
Absolutely.
that was another message is that some of the people that are not just supposed to wake up, but also light workers, they are part of the volunteers, are choosing to still be in that sleep state because they are providing a service as far as waking up humanity. And then when they wake up, it is going to be a very rapid ascension. They're going to be like awake.
Absolutely. Another thing I'm getting is that, when we say, well, you're not doing, like you said, it might be different. We have to take the expectations off of what we think it looks like. Oh, it looks like what I'm doing. Not necessarily. We're all doing it differently, and we're all doing it at a different pace. So just because somebody else doesn't look like you and doing what you're doing does not mean they're not waking up. Does not, it's like just focus on yourself. That is all you need to focus. You don't need to look at anybody else out there. You're not comparing yourself. You are not in a competition. This is where you're not in a competition. If you want to make it a competition, make it with yourself. How can I be my best? How can I be, those things, whatever. Make it with yourself. You're not in competition with anybody. And so you've got
It's
to
not your job to wake up
No.
anybody else. If you want to put stuff out there or people come to you, by all means, but it's not your job to like. So we got a question in here. Could our children be backdrop people? And I have to tell you, I have three boys and I know that they hear the things I say and the things that I'm doing and they take all of that in and they're very intuitive kids, but they don't practice anything I practice and they don't ask me questions. They don't let me do hypnosis on them. And it's not my job to convince them to do that. In fact, I respect the fact that they don't want to do it and I don't pressure them to do it. But here's the question is, could the children be backdrop people?
I don't feel like they are. I
I
mean,
don't either.
your children, no, because those are the people, those are the immediate people in your world are your people. The backdrop people are more removed. They're like two or three places removed. And they're like,
Yeah.
if you think about an acting scene, which is you have your star of that scene, the main character, you have maybe like a few sub characters, and then it goes another maybe layer out, maybe.
Yeah.
And after that, you fill in the scene with others. They don't really have a necessary, they're there as fillers. They don't have necessarily a role that they're playing. And so that's where they become, your backdrop. The ones that are close to you, those are playing a role for you. Now, like we said, the backdrops can play a role, but see how it is? It's they're not interacting with you. So that's how I look at it, as how much interaction is there. If there's interaction on a daily basis and a lot of it, then that person is a pivotal role person for you.
Yeah.
Not a backdrop.
I agree. And there's still probably so many layers to it that we
Right.
don't
Oh my gosh,
understand yet.
we have barely scratched the surface of this thing, of this
Again. Do
hole.
it Not this much. Of a universe of things. It's not saying we got it right or wrong. It's
No.
and you have to understand that you get the freedom to make a choice for yourself too. And
Yeah.
my reality is absolutely 100% right for me. Yours is 100% right for you and everyone listening.
Right.
However you think about yours, it's absolutely perfect and right.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying, yeah, and that's the way to go with it. It's don't take what we say as gospel. Feel it out, see if it resonates. And we're just probing, and we're having a conversation and going down these different rabbit holes. And it's like, it's curiosity. It's what, and then it's like I said, I'm going to choose what I want out of this. I'm going to choose what resonates. It's fun to explore these things, but if something is out of alignment with what I feel and believe, I'm not going to pick it up. And
Yeah.
that's your choice. You have that choice too. If you don't like things we're saying, it doesn't feel right for you, don't take it on. It's,
Right.
yeah.
We need to make our own choices, have our own discernment, and I'll shut off my phone now, realizing it's still on. But yeah, we do. We got to make our own choices.
Right.
Okay, so Kathy is asking, and I asked her to clarify this for her, what does it mean when a backdrop person becomes a central character. So I asked her what she meant. They were just a customer now. They work with us and are really part of our world in a
Yeah.
great way. So Kathy is a friend of mine. She works in a grocery store. So and then there's the big question, do backdrop people have souls?
Yeah, that keeps coming up, and I know a lot of different angles were explored. Mom kept asking those kind of questions. She just kept probing there because that's what she was trying to understand. I think in the last book, The Convoluted Five, we had some more information. She had more information on that, and that's where it was coming out that it's like they're a backdrop person, but once you start interacting with them, it pulls them out of the backdrop. So now they're a character within your. So they're a role player now. Now, as far as a soul, I think they did say that they had a soul. It was just different. It was like they knew that they came in to play these roles. Now, when you pull them out, it's almost like, and not in any way comparing a backdrop person to a pet, but it's almost
How
like
perfect,
animals,
though.
like to an animal. You know
Yeah.
how animals they have the group soul, but when you have a pet. And you're loving that animal, and it has personality. You see it for the personality, and you have compassion, and all that is pulling that animal out of the group soul. So then it can progress, is what happens from
Yeah.
there. Then it goes down, and it can be a human. It can be whatever. It can be
If
something.
you, yeah, if you think about it as an avatar, like the Avatar movie,
Yes.
then they're vehicles that are there where, yeah, like when you're interacting, then a soul can drop in and interact like that,
Right.
and have that experience. I had a client the other day that was so cool because she wanted to know why she couldn't remember her childhood. So ask the SC, why doesn't she remember her childhood? Well, because she wasn't in it.
And
Oh,
she
can you
wasn't
tell me
there.
more about that?
Yeah.
Well, she came in at 16.
Oh,
Who
okay.
was there before that? Well, that was another soul that came in to have that experience, and then they swapped out.
Yeah, and that'd be a walk-in.
A walk-in. Yep. She had no idea she was a walk-in. I had to ask her at the end if she knew what a walk-in was. And she did know what a walk-in was, but she had no idea that she was one.
Usually they don't. And usually you can't tell as a practitioner until you get to that SC and you ask questions. The SC will tell you because they will have past life experiences. They take on whatever that first soul had.
Yeah, they have. She
memories,
had
whatever, all of that, the experiences that they had.
Yeah. And she did have memories. She said every once in a while, a memory from childhood will pop in. Mm-hmm. So I was asking about that. And it was kind of like that was being fed to her through whatever
soul, maybe
from the other soul or whatever it was. But the memories, she has access to them. She's just not, you know,
and that's one of the things they do when they walk in, especially this is why usually when it happens, it'll be during a time that the body, it's been in, you know, something has happened where it's kind of down. It's like very sick. It's been in an accident. It's some way that it's incapacitated. So the switch can take place and no one will notice because it will be a little off for a while that the second soul is trying to get all those memories and things. And so it's not, it's taking that on. It's kind of imprinting it onto it. So going through the resources, maybe you didn't have a good time doing, period doing that. Maybe it didn't get all of it.
Or maybe it's like, you don't need that one. That was, no, I don't want you to know I did that. No.
Funny. I'll pick and choose which ones I want. Those are irrelevant. Oh, whoops.
Exactly. Yeah. Whoopsie daisy. Mm-hmm. Did I discard that one where I did something naughty? Oopsie. But yeah, so it was an interesting, very interesting session to explore that and find out what was going on with that. But yeah, she didn't want to go through childhood. She didn't want to go through the adolescence. So she came in at 16 and that's when her journey began.
Well, and usually, okay, it's a situation and some people kind of take this and go off in this weird area with it. And it's like, oh, well then I'll just ask for a walk-in to come in because I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to deal with this. And it's like, this is a very, it doesn't happen that often, first of all. It's highly regarded. I mean, it's not something you take willy-nilly. Oh, I'll just go grab a soul and then we'll just trade places. It's nothing like that. It's a great responsibility that second soul comes in and takes over all of your agreements, all of your stuff that you had set up. That's a big deal. So for you to leave, it's got to be a big deal issue.
And this one was preset before even coming into the life. Mm-hmm. It was an arrangement that was made because I asked those kind of questions because I was curious too. And it was a prearranged setup where this soul would come in and experience the childhood. Mm-hmm. And then at 16, the other one would come in and take over. And
now see what could have happened. That first one is like, okay, I only need to experience this. And they probably would have died. It was like, I don't need to do anymore. But then another soul said, hey, rather than waste this body,
right?
Yeah, really,
let me jump in and I'll do, I'll do these years. Then I don't have to come in and be the baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite interesting. And we weren't able to get a lot of information about the soul that was there prior, other than they knew each other, they were connected, and that soul was part of her soul family. So,
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. And, you know, these are the kind of things we get to do in our sessions. And
fun. That's so fun.
I know. Kathy is, her cats are definitely a main character in her life. And that's true. Sometimes our animals do become our babies. Mine's sitting behind me right now, as you all have seen.
Mine's knocking at the door, but he's going to have to wait.
Happy Rocket. At the door.
He'll come in as soon as I get off.
Yeah, and we're all still getting used to Luna over here, the new puppy, and she is absolutely delightful. She makes the best faces ever, and waiting for more of that personality.
Like our dogs and our cats and our main pet, the animals that we have as pets, those are We do that, that's what we do. But have you ever noticed there's some animals or insects even, or just different beings that all of a sudden have a personality? I have a fish that, I can say, okay, that one's aware. This one's not so much. It's just being a fish. The other one, they're like, it's watching me. I know it's food, but it's like they have an awareness about them. And they
Yeah.
wouldn't think that about a fish, And so, and then other, the insects, I've noticed some insects. It's like, I'll talk to them. They respond. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So it's like anything you do that with, when you're pulling them out of
Yeah,
that.
you're evolving their soul. Yeah. So the interaction is, yeah, it's wonderful. So we do have another walk-in, so I'll get this question out before we, move past that question. Does there have to be a near-death experience for a walk-in to happen, or can they happen anytime?
It doesn't have to, it well, it can be, it depends. Like, see, this was a different situation that Tracy is talking about. So I don't know how that took place. Did she give any more on that?
It,
How it
there
went?
was no accident because I asked those questions, because the other walk-in I know had a near-death experience. Was they She was in a car accident and they presumed her dead. And then she said she remembered that soul leaving and her coming in and taking over and how painful it was and everything. But yeah, they like even had the blanket over her head and everything. And then she was comes back to life and freaks everybody out. But this one, no. There was, I think it was on the birthday. The birthday
Oh, wow, isn't that wild?
was when the switch out happened.
Yeah, see, and that's a very definite. I bet that's even rarer than the other kind of walk-in.
Oh yeah, that
That's
had to
almost
be
a full
super
agreement.
rare.
But the other ones, it doesn't necessarily have to be a near death, but it's going to be something where, like, maybe it's an illness where you're kind of out of it, and see, there'll be something that happens so that afterwards, the new soul has something to, everybody will blame their behavior on, oh, well, it's been, it was that sick, it was that illness, he had that high fever, and ever since
Yeah.
then, his brain's been off, he doesn't remember things or whatever, so
Yeah.
it'll be usually something that where it happens. It doesn't usually just, oh, they went to sleep and they woke up different.
Well, and you said something that reminded me of another aspect of a walk-in is usually the people around can tell there's a difference in the personality. And they can tell you, like, oh, yeah, after that accident, they were never the same. You're right. They never were because it's a new
Because it's
soul.
not the same soul.
Yeah. So that was a good question, Lenny. Thank you for asking. And okay, let's see if I have anything else. We got some comments. Wendy's commenting. I am reading those, Wendy.
She's multi-talented.
Multitasking, not talented. Yeah, I think if you guys have more questions, this is a great subject and it's a good one for all of us to be
Any of
playing.
the convoluted concepts are great subjects, and all of them are rabbit holes.
Yeah. Oh no. Okay, so now we got a centipede. Okay, let's see. I clearly have had a basement centipede acknowledge me over the course of several days. At first I was scared, then it felt like we had a relationship. Really weird, I know. I was literally having a conversation with a fly today, but centipede is much.
Yeah, and see, and there's a fly, there's a spider of all things in the greenhouse, and it's a, that's why I talked to it. I mean, because it scared me at first. I was like, "You're right where I have to walk," and I saw him moving. I'm like, "Oh shoot, what are you doing there?" And so I'm talking. I was like, if you could move over here, I don't have a problem with you being in here. It's just if you could move where I can get to what I need to do to water and things like that. The next day I came in, it was moved.
Wow.
And every time I come, he moves, he scampers up, and he kind of gets on one of the boards where I feel secure, and I talk to him and stuff. So it's like, yeah, it's really
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. It really is. And again, when we bring that stuff in, we are, like you said, kind of anchoring and cording that soul to that embodiment and giving it the opportunity to experience that. So, my sister We went and took my youngest one over to my sister to do some senior pictures yesterday for his last year of school.
Yay.
His birthday is on Sunday. Happy 18th birthday, Jaden.
Happy birthday, Jaden.
And she was talking about their neighbors had a couple of horses, and one of the horses finally, I mean, they've had them for years, as long as I can remember, they've had these horses. And so one of them finally got to the age where it was time to say goodbye, and the other horse was crying. And she's like, I didn't know horses would cry. And her husband kind of come from more of the concept of animals are animals, and she's evolving with that, and that's great. But she was like, my heart just kept going out to this horse. I had no idea they connected like that. I had no idea they bonded like that. And in my mind, I'm going, how could you not know that? I mean, how could they not? They've been together for so many years. But I was like, yeah, that happens. They're very connected, and that's what breaks my heart when people are like, oh, I don't have a use for this horse anymore. I gave it to the neighbor, sold it to the. It's like, oh, you separated it from the others. It's so mean. So I'm like, don't judge, let it go.
Yes. Just send
But
in love.
yeah, love, love, love. But yeah, and it was such a beautiful conversation because she recognized that this horse was grieving, and that the animals have these feelings, and that they do bond with each other. And the gal that owns these horses, she really loves her horses and talks to them and everything else. So she's probably created that soul connection with them and helped them to evolve. And now that horse gets to go on and do something even bigger, and have an even more extraordinary experience. So that part's good. The other horse is still here, it's
Well, and
grieving.
that's where it's a matter of talking to that horse, and that can be done mentally, but it's,
Oh,
but
that
allowing
was
the horse to
the
grieve,
sweetheart.
that's fine,
She said, you're going to hear our other horse crying, because the neighbor was one telling her, you're going to hear the other horse crying because we had to put the one down. But we've been talking to him and trying to help him understand. And we're out there with him, helping him through his grieving. And she was like, horses grieve? And she was just, and then she heard him cry and she's like, I never knew. And it was like, oh. So it was quite an experience just to have the conversation. So let's see. So Denise is saying, Julia, I remember when you and your mom talking about a colleague you were going to open. I don't know what that means.
Oh, college.
Oh, college. See, this is me and my not wearing my glasses. Okay, college you were going to open, whatever happened with that. That's a great segue into the academy.
is. It is. I had to, things had to go on back burner for a while after she passed, and I kept getting nudgings to, okay, do different things, and I was doing those things, but things kept having to go to the back burner and stuff. And finally, this year, I mean, I started with my course, SoulSpeak, put that online, and then that it was like that was the cornerstone for this, and now I'm creating the academy. I'm calling it the academy. So it's a Canon Academy of Metaphysics, and I'm creating it around, it's like my course is that cornerstone, and then it's all building on top of it and around it and everything. And there's probably about 15 courses now with
Yay!
five or six different instructors. So canon-academy.teachable.com will get you to the homepage. I know it's kind of long, but that's I'll figure out how to get it differently where it's actually a URL that is easy to remember. But that's the academy, and yeah, it's the beginning of it. There's much more to come. I'm just it's you'll see it building, as we keep going. It's so amazing to see this happening. It's finally
Yeah,
happened.
it's been a long time coming. But everything is about timing, because you had been putting your intentions into that and putting a lot of energy into that. And then one day it was like someone hit a switch and said, okay, today now it's gonna start happening, and everything started falling into place. And that was
Do you remember that day when it was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's
yeah.
happening.
I got to be there and see your face in person.
It's like, it's just because I was gonna, it was like, well, it's something I'm going to do down here. And the universe said, no, it's something you're going to do now. And I'm
Yep.
like, whoa, scramble, scramble, scramble. Okay, start
Well,
working
we're just going to start throwing some things at you, and you're going to have to just put it together. And You already had all the information you needed to put it together because you've had to put together the online courses during COVID. And so it's like, okay, what are you waiting for? Here we go. And then, whew. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great question and perfect answer.
Can you put that in the chat? So it's Canon-Academy.
Okay.
.teachable.com.
Dash teachable. Oops, that's not dash.
Dash Academy.
Canon Academy.
Yeah, so canon-academy.teachable.com. And then you can see.
I said it's going to be there or it's not. Okay. What happened here? Why does it feel like some of it disappeared on me? Oh, there it is. Okay. I think I got it in there, you guys. I'm going to make sure I got it right.
That way it's somewhere in the.
I'm going to attempt to do this a little differently.
That's fine. I just thought since the question was asked if we could put it out there.
Yeah, I'm putting it. I went to it, picked up the URL from the actual, because then it puts in the HPP or HTTP, whatever.
Yeah.
There. Now it's an actual link for you. There you go. Got it. All right. Done. Hand pecking. It's all there.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I see this evolving more and more. This is the beginning of what we've got to do to get things going, to get it started. And then I think it will evolve to where there'll be more like package or the whole thing. Like originally we were talking about degrees and things like that. And it's not at a place to do that yet. We have to get all these pieces in here. So while we're doing that, so this is kind of how my brain has to do it. It's like, well, how do I make that from this? And it's like, well, it's a stepping stone. It's a process. So meanwhile, you get all this wonderful information. I mean, these instructors, and Tracy's going to be one too. She'll get her button gear and get the amazing instructors. They're vetted.
Yeah, I've heard about some of the ones that are on there now. It sounds amazing. Okay. So we have a little bit of time to talk on this subject because it's bouncing out at me. Okay. Wendy's in here. She's saying, I keep envisioning the new earth being so much like Lemuria. Now we have to remember that like Atlantis and Lemuria, there was, they're kind of like where we are now, where everything came to a collapse and an end and all of that. And it's my understanding that Lemuria was more of like the feminine hierarchy and Atlantis was more of a masculine hierarchy.
Right.
So you guys were taking that. We're not doing that. So we're even going to be better than Lemuria, well, better than Atlantis.
Because and probably,
we're going to have the balance of those two energies.
Probably why you feel that way is because most of the people that are here right now are from Lemuria.
Lemuria, yes.
And that's why you're seeing, it's like, oh, that's going to be like this. It's going to be like this. Or these events are really familiar to Atlantis. Well, it's because we're all back to do it differently. Let's make it right this time. You know, let's not go to that. Like you're saying, male, female, you know, how about we do some of this cooperation?
Yeah. And that, yeah, it's amazing because there's been a lot of subjects in the QHHT sessions on Atlantis and Lemuria. Sarah's got a lot of them in her books, but they're happening in all of our offices. And that's the one thing that I keep noticing is, you know, this beautiful, but imbalanced, beautiful, but a little imbalanced, right? And now we're working on bringing in that divine balance of the masculine, feminine,
right,
so that there is no rule over another.
Exactly.
So yeah,
that's autonomous,
awesome,
our sovereign beings. But see, with that, we have to do it here first before that's going to happen anywhere out here, because how many people are still wanting everybody else to tell them what to do, you know? And we have to realize that we are our own beings and we can govern ourselves. And I know that's a little scary to say. It's like, are they gonna shut us down for saying that? But it's really, you have authority. You have authority over you. Now, as far as the, you know, the bigger picture and stuff, yeah, there's people in place to make sure rules are followed, things like that. But as far as when it comes to you and your life and what you are going to do with your life, that's you. And to that takes a responsibility. You know, it takes a brave person to go, you know, I'm responsible for that. It's so much easier to go to blame everybody else on everything that's going on and not going on in my life. But to say, you know, this is my life and I'm the one that's creating it, that takes responsibility. But that's what we have to do. We have to get there in order to be able to have this utopian life that we're all seem to be craving. You know, it's like it will actually already be there once we do this, once we take responsibility for ourselves.
And that is what Wendy's talking about, is that simple way of life or that utopian lifestyle. Sorry, I took that in my own direction, Wendy. Not, I didn't mean to make that sound like you were saying one thing or the other. But that was what jumped out as me at me, is that it's going to be even better. And so that's really exciting in my book.
And
But
it's
yeah.
not a big, it's a big deal time. It's a major reset. You want to talk about resets? You
Yeah.
know, that's what it is. Except we're doing it consciously. We know we're in the middle of it. We know what's happening. It's not happening. And we're completely oblivious.
Yeah.
We, I guess that was part of the agreement. We wanted to be aware. We wanted to be involved.
Yeah. And the evolution of, like, say, love, even, you know, we're out there, we're watching a world of people that are expressing love in so many different ways now. And love is just becoming love. I love the soul, you know, and that's just the body it comes in, and that kind of a thing. And I think that's part of that evolution of us moving out of that masculine, feminine, dominant, passive, all the things, and coming into the balance of it all and creating these amazing relationships based on soul connections. So, and we're getting our cue. We're getting our cue to say, Julia, if people want a session with QHHT or learn how to be a practitioner, what would they do?
They would go to QHHTofficial.com or DoloresCannon.com, whichever one's easier for you to remember. There's a link from Dolores Cannon over to the QHHT page, and you will see all the information you can need. It's all on the front page for becoming a practitioner. You'd want the level one online course. And Tracy, I think you have a code if somebody wanted 10% off of the course.
Ooh, if you want 10% off of your course, please enter the magic is real as one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off
Yeah, and
level
if
one.
you want a session, if you would like to have a session with a QHHT practitioner like Tracy, then go to that same website and go to the Find a Practitioner page. You scroll down and you will see there's a section that you can look at. You can search, if you know their name, you can search there to find out where they are, or you can search by the country and then go to the state and then go to the city. And then you'll see who all's in your area, whatever it is you want to look at, whatever area. And then see who resonates with you. That's very important to do your due diligence.
Absolutely. And I'm going to shout out to all the practitioners and all the ones that are just taking the course. Get on qhhtofficial.com, put your profile on there, be findable. You're gonna get noticed if you're on the site. And that, to me, that has been the most best decision I have made, is to be on the site and be available for people when they're looking and be able to interact that way. So
Absolutely.
yeah. Wonderful.
And also, within the Canon Academy is my soul. My soul is in there. My course, Soul Speak, the Language of Your Body. Or you can also go to juliacannon.com and get that there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do we want to, like, soul speak? Every time I get somebody in my office, I'm telling them, if you don't have this book, go get it. It's so important. I told my kidney stone story again. You know, it's like, you guys, you have no idea. Our bodies are talking to us all the time,
All the time.
and
Yeah,
that
and
book
that's
is
available
very
on
helpful.
Amazon or at Ozark Mountain Publishing.
Wonderful. Yay.
Yes, very good.
That's
Anyway,
very good.
I think
Wonderful.
we're there. So, yeah, we probably, anyway, love
All
you
right.
guys. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.